gonna have to do a little moving around here, so let me do this. That'll probably help. So I can hear myself over there, so give me just a moment to lean over. And if you're on the podcast, you're like going, I have no idea, and no, do I really care? But let me pull the volume down so I know we're getting, there we go. And I'll get us a shot at the ballpark. And a moment, everybody, welcome to Explorers Espresso. It's a Wednesday edition. It is the 1st of May. Happy May. Happy 1st of May to you. We are live at the ballpark. As I told you last week, remember I said it, we'd be here next week. I didn't know we'd be a little early, so I do apologize a little early. We're usually at noon. For the last couple of weeks, because of scheduling, and it's because it's that time of year, had to move things around a bit. The team actually has been working, getting a little light workout in on their own right now down there, as I showed you a moment ago. And the guys are getting physicals and numbers assigned and uniforms fitted and those little things that we call it onboarding day or it's the first day of school, you know, right? We've all been there, right? You get your picture taken, you usually get your first lunch at school, perhaps you get your locker assigned, whatever goes into it, you're getting that done right now. And that's what the guys are doing actually right now. Nate Gerken's out there throwing. Looks like he and Brandon Brosher had a chance to talk to Delvin Zinn earlier, Chase Harris. I'm going to give you a couple of things on the show today. This show is going to be short, first of all. Not a long one today. We've got a lot going on here. This is a real a beehive of activity. If it's not the rain that's been coming through here the last week or so, you've got players in and out. You've got vendors in and out. You've got staff in and out. There's a lot of workings that are going on. You've got field work being done, signs being put up, trying to get the thing ready, right? It's sort of like you've been in dry dock for, 6-8 months, right? And you had a winter, and now you're coming out of dry dock and put this ship in the water, but you got to have certain things to make sure it floats, right? You got to make sure that the engine's going, that the thing will float. You have your supplies. You got all the things you got to have, and you got to have all those things, and that's what we're doing, and kind of just getting this the USS Sioux City ready to roll here and get us going down the American Association pathway. I'm going to give you some news to the league in a moment. It's breaking news. I guess breaking news sounder coming. It's some news we've sort of speculated on. Some of you have already brought up, and if you've been following any of the American Association pages, perhaps fan pages, you've already seen this. So it's not like a huge surprise here probably to you, but let me double check here. I'm actually making sure one thing here is kind of talk amongst yourselves here. Do you guys love when I do that? Talk amongst yourselves. Let's see here. There we go. I got us live. For some reason, I'm not seeing you guys on the screen here, and I got to make sure I see you. I know we're a little early, so that does play into it a little bit, but let's just see here. Okay. All right. All good. Also, I will take a question to comments. There'll be a lot of those. It's a real – and not only is it a busy time for the club, Tom and Molly and Sam and Emily and Christian and everybody down there, it's a busy time for them to get their things going. Bongo and Bobby and Josh are really, and Bruce are really swamped down the clubhouse. Obviously, and this is the challenging part, you've got from now until basically the 8th or so, which is next week, next Thursday really, to decide who your roster, what your roster is going to look like. Everybody usually takes 30 to camp. Some take 28. We've got 29 here. I believe that's the number. Obviously, not everybody's going to make it. You have injuries that crop up. Visa list, which is a huge thing, and Mongo talked about that 2 weeks ago. That's still an issue, an ongoing issue. The roster is in major flux because of it, but not everybody's got that same thing. It's part and parcel of what we go through this time of year in this day and age of baseball. It's something that goes on. You've got to have work visas, and that's the challenging part. So there's a lot of moving pieces here, and we'll get to some of that in a moment and get to kind of caught up on what's going on. First thing I want to start with, though, And let me bring this down here for you folks on the TV side. There we go. By the way, I'm glad you're along. I'm glad we're here. We're actually, we're not actually in the seat. We're two seats, three seats down. But the view is a little better from here as far as the shot of the field and all that. And again, I'll take you back down there in just a moment. But I want to get you the real news of the day. And this is it's something that we've talked about. It's something the league, and we kind of went through this a little bit. It came up when we did our show with Austin. We talked about some of the things that might happen. There's good to see you, mate. Did you survive your birthday, Brett? Brett, down in KC, did you survive? What happened to your indoor soccer team? Is that did you guys win? I don't really follow the indoor game like I used to back in the old days, although So I don't know what happened. I really don't know, but I guess you're playing the playoffs down there. You did survive. You survived your birthday. There you go. Well, you're a good man, mate. This is news that came out this morning about 9 minutes ago, 12 minutes ago. The league was going to announce this today, and we were going to – it's clear for us to let you guys know. It's been speculated. There's been rumors. There's been talk of this, but for you folks that follow the American Association, follow the games, well, they lost last night. I'm sorry about that, Brad. Honestly, I didn't know. I was watching until Saturday night, 1:15, to watch the Dallas Stars. Then I watched them again on Monday night until 11:45-ish Central Time. A little earlier today. I think they started at 6:30 Central today. The Mavericks after that at 9. There's all kind of – it's like sports overload right now, right, Brad? I mean, everybody knows this. You have baseball going on the regular season, which a lot of that kind of gets lost in the shuffle, like the Mike Trout getting injured and things like that. And you got the playoffs, the NBA, the NHL. You just had the draft. All kinds of stuff going on, right? So anyway. All right, so back here. It is baseball season. And officially me getting here last weekend or – Friday, being in the office on Monday, it's official. And I walked to the press box on Monday and really walking in here today and setting up some gear, it really hit me that the next time we were in this booth or come your way on, well, it won't be Monday. Monday will be in the, we'll be here on Monday, we'll be on the road. The next time we come your way on Friday a week, we'll be sitting right here ready to go and call a game. So it's a lot of fun thinking about that. You're fired up and being around town and doing some of the radio work and doing some of the things you're going to be doing today on the onboarding day. I miss you in Kansas City too, mate. Well, I miss you here. You guys are good to me there, and I look forward to seeing you down there in KC. We'll get some Owls wings together down there, everybody down in KC way. All right, so the news of the league. I'm sorry, that's what I was trying to get to. And the league had speculated. I shouldn't think speculated. This has been kind of going on. I know the rumors have been going on. There have been several people that have sort of said, hey, I think this is going to happen. But the league has announced that the AABaseball.tv, the official streaming service, which will be every home and away game, and we're part of it. I'm going to get to some of that in a moment. But we're going to bring this graphic up for you, if I can do that. Loading for me. Here we go. Promise. I'm going to show it on the screen. There we go. For you folks in the video, you get to see this. For you folks in the podcast, I'm just going to read it to you. But the American Association is, in fact, going to have every game live for free this year. It's a big deal. It's a really big deal. The association, I mean, the first one league of its type to do this, of our type, but catch every live game for free on AABaseball.tv. You got to subscribe, but let me go ahead and read it to you. I'll give you the news of the day, the fastest growing professional baseball league in North America, announcing that all games on AABaseball.tv will now be available for free to consumers starting on opening day, May 9th. So that means on opening night, opening day, opening night, whatever, you're going to have. Now, before we get too far down the road, because I see questions coming up, I don't know about any of that. Okay. Let me get down. Let me read you the rest of this and then we'll go back to that. Cause I'm just the messenger here And I know that is a question because some folks already paid for it. But the American Association projects the free tier would create additional 1 million views on its game. So we're, by the way, Hawks. Good news, a lot more eyeballs watching our games. You'll be able to watch the game like we did before, just like you did last year on your whatever app you use. I mean, I'm a Roku guy, and I've watched the, I remember I mentioned the playoff game, the Sioux City Cleburne game a couple of years ago, the Sermo home run game. I remember watching that on my Roku in Kansas City. I mean, that's, I mean, I've got the Roku hooked up, the association site on there. It's one of my menu. It's really cool. So if you're Roku or you're Android or whatever, Amazon Fire, also your phone. A lot of people watch their phone, the devices. That's all there. None of that changes. None of that changes. So you'll be able to see all the games live. Now, for you folks that have paid, this is what I can tell you. All replays, archived games, bonus content will be available on abaseball.tv for you subscribers. So there's extra things. You know, I think replays would be one of those things. Any of the association content. Some teams do some things. I mean, I can't speak for everybody, but, you know, for example, Emily's been doing some really fun things down there with our one-on-one interviews. You can see that. There may be some behind-the-scenes things we're going to do. You would see those things archived there, perhaps. I mean, there's – I'm just throwing some examples out there. I mean, everybody does things differently. I can't speak for Milwaukee, Kansas City, or Winnipeg, but that's where the extra bonus content goes. So, Brett, I don't know if that really answers your question, but it gives you an idea of what you're getting for the pay side. The pay, you do get more. But, again, that is a big piece of news. The league's been kind of working on this for a while. I can tell you, too, that, you know, especially the work of Joshua Schaub, he is – really pushing this broadcast thing forward, trying to really be the forefront. And that's one reason why we don't call ourselves indie ball in general. I mean, we're independent, meaning we're not affiliated, but we're a partner league. And that's one reason why we in certain sentences, certain syntax, we use the word professional baseball. Now, sometimes you got to use it to sort of differentiate. For example, on a roster, it might say IND for a guy not being an affiliated ball, but in general, we've been trying to wean ourselves off, call ourselves indie ball, because I think the vision of the league and the ownership wants to see it called professional baseball, because professional baseball, and it's like, for example, if you buy a package to watch the Korean Baseball League, the KBO, which is a great league, or you somehow stumble across a Japanese game, it's not called the Japanese minor, not called the Japanese minor league or independent Japanese league. It's professional baseball in Japan, Australia. Same thing. The Australian Baseball League is not called the minor league Australian baseball or independent league. It's the Australian Baseball League, professional baseball. And that's what we're going with. The same way that they're trying to talk about it that way for us. Yes, we and people always ask. This question comes up all the time. It happened to be over the weekend in Dallas. I got asked this about 10 times at a high school get-together reunion. And what affiliate are you? Who are you with? Well, we're not with anybody. We're a partner league. We're independent of affiliated, but we're partners with Major League Baseball, right? So it's how you frame it. We're professional baseball. So as they go out and sell this, as the league, folks like Chris Brown was just brought onto the league, and Joshua and Josh and other folks and teams, us, so we go out and present our product, which Matt's been working tirelessly to get things rolling up here. We go out and sell it as professional baseball, not as independent ball. So that's what we're pushing. I know that Josh is pushing at. And the idea with the free thing is that there's a lot of things in play. They'd like to see the league be unified as far as, you know, graphics and things like that, as close to similar as they can be, right? I mean, you know, when you watch a Cardinals game or a Cubs game or a Royals game, you're going to see that graphic on the right. Maybe for me, it's Bally's Sports there in Texas for the Ranger games. I know it's Bally's. And the graphics look the same at Bally's there. They do it in Arizona or they do wherever, right? And they're all pretty similar. Now, there's some differences, obviously. The colors might be a little different. But in general, there's a certain big league look, right, to what you see on FS1 or ESPN or TNT or whatever channels. There's a certain look, and you're going to see a certain look. Now, they not be exactly the same, but the same score bugs, same ball strikes, the same things. They may be different places on the screen, but it's going to look really big league. And that's the idea. So this is all part of that plan. There's a grand plan in place for the American Association. And this grand plan is to present the broadcast to possible over-the-air TV, regional networks, international networks, all that. There's a lot going on. And I know they're working on that. I know it's something that's a long-term goal. You know, last year we had the Champions League down in Mexico, those kind of deals. You know, last year we had some games on in Australia, you know, those kind of things. Regional networks. I can see us, getting regional coverage in our different parts of the country. I mean, look at it this way. The American Association's footprint's so wide, right? I mean, you've got from Canada down to, at the moment, DFW, but eventually, as you may have heard us talk about here, or read some what the league's talked about. I know that Josh Schaub's not been secretive about the possibility of teams even further south. The Gulf of Mexico, basically, into Canada, that's a pretty large footprint, right? That's not one. That's several little regional networks, including possible national exposure, because you've also got a swath there that it's national. So there's a lot in play here. So I just want to throw that out there and how this is one of those steps of many to help grow the league and go forward. So what's that mean for Sioux City? Let's bring it back home to us. You're going to see a couple things that I can tell you about right now. Our cameras will be really good. And I thought our cameras were really good last year. But luckily, ownership management has brought in some new cameras. That's exciting. I know that it's made some challenges for Matt, who's got to rewire a lot of things up here. But there's a lot of really good things. He and I have already talked about some possible extra replays. You're going to see some things, maybe not out of the box. It may be a few weeks or so, but things you've not seen us do before, little things. We're not going to be changing the world of broadcasting. I'm not going to get in a blimp and sit up top of the stadium, nothing like that. But, I mean, some things we've not done. And Austin and I talked about this a little bit on our show last month to preview some of these things for you. So, anyway, let's see here. I got a couple questions on the line here. On Explorers Espresso, Dan Vaughn with you. Breaking news, every game live, free, on AABaseball.tv. Now, what else does that mean? I'll get that in a moment. I'll bring it back to Sioux City in just a moment. Let's see. Chris says, Matt had a huge game of the Legends last night. Said it seemed to go from our league. I did not see that. Yeah, replay is one thing they're really trying to work on. And that's one thing. We were in a call last Thursday. The reason I didn't get here until Friday is because we had a call during Thursday, a long call. It was a great call on the technical side of what we're trying to do. And they'd like to see more replays, good replays, and that's a league-wide, to keep this thing a league-wide quality. And it's hard. Everybody's got different things going on, right? And different abilities and resources, right? I mean, it's different everywhere we go, but we're all trying to be as close to the same we can be, but also individual side of things as well. But enough that you can sell this thing as one package to network whatever, right? And this is the challenge, and I'll just tell you from my perspective of working with Baseball Australia. This has been the hardest thing about baseball in Australia is because in Australia, population 30-some-odd million, every sport pretty much has some kind of TV deal and a radio deal. The footy in Australia is on both local TV and a national television deal, which is huge. And then also got national radio as well as local radio. It's a huge coverage. The cricket, national coverage, national radio coverage. And in the smaller cricket clubs, the regions also have their radio coverage. I mean, it's the same thing over the States, but they even go as far there as field hockey, women's soccer, big TV deals. Women's basketball is still a big player. Men's basketball, big player. The rugby has got a huge international deal because one of the big leagues has got international, you know, teams in Japan and South Africa and Hong Kong playing teams in Australia and Auckland, New Zealand. So you've got all these things in place. What I'm telling you is the challenge for baseball is getting the quality from Team A and Team B and Team C all big league enough. You can take it to the network, whether it be Fox or over there at Sky Sports, and say, look, you know, we want to get, here's a game of the week, and we'd love to put this on. How would you work a deal? Well, if your infrastructure is in place, you've already got everything set up, it's pretty simple, right? But the network's got to invest money in it. They got to sell more. You've got to pay more. Does that make sense? We're going business-wise. So the association has already got the infrastructure in place for you can come to Sioux City or Cleburne or Winnipeg or wherever. We're going to put a game on for you without you having to invest anything more than just flipping a switch. I mean, there'll be some limited expenses, right? You may have to pay a talent fee or whatever. I get that. But in general, you got to come in, and it's not like the NFL. The NFL brings their entire production team in for every game. It's an expensive product. That's why those rights are through the roof. But if you've already got things set up and you basically can plug and play, that's a huge deal. So anyway, Explorers Espresso, Dan Vaughn with you on another early Wednesday. The guys have already had the shot of the field a few minutes ago. The guys are already gone, so I won't. They're actually going to be meeting in about 30 minutes. Schedule for the day, and I'll get back to broadcast in a moment. Let me bring this down. I'll tell you what that means for us here in the Explorers. Let me pull this up. Give you a little bells and whistles. There we go. Bells and whistles. Today, team actually, first thing they can work out. Got some guys come in last night. We had like five flying to Omaha. A couple came into Sioux City. I know that Tom and Christian went and grabbed them in a kind of a paddy wagon, if you will, in a big van last night in Omaha. But you got, you know, pretty much everybody's here. Hold that thought, though. Team meeting and lunch in a few minutes. That'll be noon. That's the reason why we didn't go on at noon, because I want to be involved in that. Plus, my initial thought was, oh, wait, we'll be able to get plenty of guests because the guys will be there, right? Well, yes and no. What I didn't take into account was how busy they would be today. They've got physicals. They've got to unpack their gear. They got to, you know, this is a little thing. It's a big thing. What size cap are you wearing? What size? Is that jersey going to work? Those pants are too long or too short, or in my case, too skinny. Whatever, right? I mean, those things are all going on. And getting familiar with what their environment is, right? I mean, you know, they're going to have the physicals this afternoon. Then later on today, I believe in the 3 o'clock hour, starting that way, we'll do headshots. It's like your first day of school. Get your shot, your headshot. We'll do the video shot as well. Then some of the little odds and ends, like we do those returns for radio. Hi, this is Nate Gerken. You're tuned to the Explorers on KSCJ. You'll hear we record those. And then also, it's a little thing, but a fun thing to a degree. You know, is your bio right? I'll ask them, you know, because I've got questions from these guys. You know, I know you're born in San Diego, but are you living there now? Is that your home? I mean, you're born in San Diego, but may have been raised in Portland, right? So Portland might be more your hometown than San Diego, right? I mean, it's a little thing, but it's a big thing. For example, Dan Vaughn was born in Houston. That's not my hometown. My hometown is Dallas. Big difference, right? I mean, 4 hours different. And it's a big difference to me, right? It's a huge difference. Much like if you're living in Sioux City and it's Sioux Falls is the one they're asking. You were born in Sioux Falls, but you grew up in Sioux City. There's a rivalry there, right? You get what I'm talking about. So we go through all that as well. And then they'll meet today. They're going to have a workout tomorrow. Our media day, which the local media will come out tomorrow for the workout, interviews, do some cover video, B-roll and all that, interview some of the players. We have really great media partners locally, and they'll be out here tomorrow. And then they'll have another team meal, a lot of team meals. then Friday practice, Saturday practice, post-game, post-meal there as well at one of our partners. Sunday is the first game. That'll be an inter-squad game open to the public right here. That's from 1 to 4. Now, it's going to be a challenge. It won't be a game like, you know, guys in blue jerseys and guys in red jerseys, right? Or in this case, in black. There's only, I believe, 9 position players, but a lot of pitchers. Like, there's 19 pitchers. So you're probably going to see more of a sort of a – it'll be a game, but it won't – it might be 4 outs an inning. You might see the inning go for 6 outs, right? It's to see as many guys get a chance to throw and see, you know, batters see live pitching and vice versa. That'll be on Sunday. And then Monday, we'll head over to Yankton, play the Canaries at 6:05. That game will be broadcast on KSCJ. That's our first KSCJ broadcast, which I'll get back to that in a moment, I promise. What it means to all of us here on this news of the day. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, those games are going to be in Fargo, 6:05, 6:05. No broadcast of those. I don't know about Fargo. They may or my guess is one of those two games will be on local AA baseball TV because I'm sure they'll be testing out their gear. They may be on, but we have a lot of moving parts, and we could broadcast the game, but I'd like to have the product on Friday as close to what we need it to be. Staying here and working on the product seems to make more sense. And with a little less distractions, we'll do that, and we'll stay here. Then Wednesday, I mentioned Thursday will be the day before, and then opening day is a Friday week. So we're coming up on that's our schedule. That's what's going on. Questions and comments here on Explorers Espresso. Dan Vaughn with you. Glad you're along on your Wednesday. We're going to round third head for home quickly here. A couple of questions here. Yes, we mentioned that. Is the booth cam a go? Let me table that for a moment. Let me come back to that. Wings, the air fryer. And your other question is, and you know what? Good question. I need to probably put this on the screen for you. Can I do it? Let me see if I can do this for you. Question being asked, have I checked out one of our new partners? Let me see if I can do this for us here. That's the very good question because I don't know the answer to that just yet, but I will find it out for you. But, air fryer wings, always a good player, right? Always a big player. And the other question is, have you gone out to Sneaky's Chicken yet? Huh. That is a very interesting question because I don't know it's one I can really answer at the moment, but I mentioned tabling it. I'm trying to stall here. You folks in the podcast, what's he talking about? Why is he stalling? Let's go back to the first question, though, that you brought up, the booth cam. One thing you're going to see on our broadcast that you probably haven't thought about it, but it is how to marry the pregame show on the radio to the broadcast on the video, right? Because we do on KSCJ what I call a major league type broadcast, pregame show, all the bells and whistles, look around the league, starting pitching matchups. We're big on the history of the game in Sioux City, this date in Texas history. Our flashback to back to 100 years ago, that's all part of what we do. That's all part of our radio broadcast. Well, how do we make that work on the TV side with the resources we have? And quite frankly, it's a one-man production on the radio side and one-man production on the video side. And Matt and I got to somehow do a job of 20 people. Well, how do we do that? Well, one of those is to shoot the booth. So you're going to see during our video broadcast, whatever you're hearing us do on the radio, you're going to see it may just be me talking to the camera, but there are going to be some times where I may discuss the 1912 Sioux City Packers, and I may have a picture of the Sioux City Packers there. And you're going to see that on the screen. But we're going to have a shot in the booth of what's going on. So what does that mean for a booth cam? Well, the answer is yes. He goes, we could also, in that same rack, plan on mounting a booth cam. We'd like to carry a booth cam. It's something we're looking forward to doing. I don't know if it'll be there on Friday for sure, but that's the plan. The booth cam is a plan. Our YouTube page, Chris, has sort of not done much in 7 years, and we're going to kind of bring it back. One way to bring it back is to booth cam to our YouTube page, kind of get some content in there and see what Emily's doing in there, and along with our TikToks that they've done as well. It kind of puts it as a clearinghouse. But yes, the answer to you, yes, we're going to do a booth cam. Yes, you're going to see some changes on the Sioux City side, some additions. You're also going to see what this means to us. We're going to see raise the game up. You could possibly hear from a staff member or a player during the broadcast. You're going to hear post-game interviews when they're at home games as well. There is a lot of little elements that you've not seen, we've not done, what we're going to do. And that's on the radio side too. Because everything we do on the radio, we're going to try to marry it as close as we can to the video. It's not perfect. Now, granted, as a viewer on the TV side, you're going to be going, well, he's a little descriptive, right? I mean, I'm telling you that the guy's wearing a red jersey. You're looking right at the red jersey. But for you folks on radio, you want to know that. So there are going to be times, but this can work. And it's working a lot in hockey. Professional hockey, the NHL level, several major teams, one of them, the Dallas Stars, do a great job. They've done it for years of their radio play-by-play team is piped over the video, and they, you would never know the difference. Unless you happen to live there, you would never really know. I just know because I listen to both. Same guys on the radio and on TV. And I'm glad it's that way because it's the guys everybody knows. So, but again, it's going to be interesting to see how that works out. But a lot of really good things for us on both the radio side and the video side. And Matt, like I said, has been up here and doing a great job with that and fired up. One more note, too. Ronald McDonald House folks are fired up, and they got back to me yesterday. We were actually kind of chatted yesterday. They were really fired up about our initiative to – it's also to support the other teams as well. And really fired up about that. Just in general, it is a big deal for them. By the way, I can find it here. One more little note from there as well. Let's see here. I believe it is their anniversary that's there. I had it on here, but I lost the 30th anniversary. 30th anniversary. There you go. It's the 30th anniversary here in Sioux City. So that's a big deal. We're going to be celebrating that all year long. Looking forward to that. So, all right, what else did I say? Yes, there was one more question there. So take your last call for questions and comments. Last call for questions and comments. So I'll take it right now. Podcast will be up in a few hours. A little time, not a lot there, but there's something for you folks. You're listening to the podcast now. Hello and thank you. You know, we have a really good chance to hit, I don't think 500 downloads is going to happen opening day. But I think feel pretty solid. We're going to cross the 400 threshold easily. And I would have never guessed we'd have that kind of listenership, download ship, whatever ship back in the day. So question, have you gone out to Sneaky's Chicken yet? Well, it's a very good question. And it's one I can probably answer like this. Have I gone? Well, on the podcast, you're seeing a picture. You folks in the video, you're seeing a picture. That was taken last night. So the answer to your question is yes, I've been. And great people are going to be great partners. They're going to be they'll be doing our scoreboard. So every scoreboard inning, third to sixth, the Sneaky's Chicken scoreboard update. And I got to tell you, not to be disappointed. Leak the pot. Yes. Boy, there's a lot of things. You guys are great. Here's the thing, though. I love everybody's suggestions. Yes, QR codes would be great. But I need legs to help me with that, right? I need some help with that. But yes, QR codes are big. I will try to perhaps QR code something for you folks online, perhaps. I can get to it, but it's download. Podcast is downloadable now, and all the archive there. I'm blown away how great this podcast has been. I'm blown away at the support. I really kind of thought, meh, I'll do it, but we might get two or three folks a week. We surpassed that. I'm very thankful. Thank you for all your support in the off season. This is really we're really not in the off season anymore. We really got one more off season show, but it's not off season because we're in the season. This is season time. Looking down there right now, I'm seeing a couple of pitchers warming up down there. I close things out here, but I'll take a question and comments. I mentioned the X's roster was a bit in flux, and Mongo talked about this 2 weeks ago. There are the visa issues still in play here. The visa list came on, I believe this was right before, I think it was the year before the pandemic, but I could be wrong. It might have been after the pandemic because things have gotten challenging, really, visa-wise, and over the last 6 years, particularly going in and out of Canada has been the real issue. To get guys in and out of Canada, but now also getting guys here, and that's been a challenge. The X's have got 7 guys who did not make it into town on the visa restriction list. So while it was exciting to have some of the names, you're going to be shorthanded, and that's a challenge. So you're shorthanded, and that's what makes these. You know, the days are already important already, right? This 10-day window is already a big deal for Steve Montgomery to get the roster sorted, right? It's a big deal. And it's always a big deal. Now you throw in the fact that, well, you've got some missing pieces. It's even a bigger deal because, you know, now you've got to really know what you got because you got 7 you don't know anything about, right? Or I shouldn't say that. I mean, you've got some knowledge. A couple of those guys are guys that have been here. But it does create some opportunities for some guys, but at the same time, maybe I'm throwing an example out here. Let's say your number one starter is there, or your closer, or your power bat, whatever the case may be, and you know you want to get them here too, but you know what you don't have the chance to look at them. You won't know until you see them. And see them in work. And I mean, you may not see it work. And what happens if a guy shows up July, June, whatever, and you were hoping he might be that whatever, and he's not. So it's a lot of dilemmas here. You want all your pieces in place, and you don't have them all in place, that's a challenge. So, yes. But anyway, the X's will begin camp, which happened right now, and 29 players here. And what that means is you also get what I call street free agents is a bad word, but guys that, will give you a look. This was big when Greg Taggart ran the Railcats. He would get a lot of guys to look. He would, you'd have his 20 guys. He'd have 20 guys on a contract, invited the 9 guys and give them a look, things like that. So there's a lot of moving parts here. They'll sort that out, and hopefully the weather will cooperate. I'll give you one more shot of the ballpark if I can do it here. Let's see if I can do that here for us here. But next weekend, we hope to be back at noon. Should be back at noon. I'll have an update on the roster where it sits, an update on what happened there in Yankton and in Fargo 9-4. We will also kind of work our way to what we think we should have a pretty good idea by then what the roster will, at least in theory, what the roster will look like. Hold on just a second there. There we go. Should have a better idea. But there we go. I'm going to give you a shot of the ballpark as we As we come your way here, here we go. Got a couple of, sorry about that. Oh, good grief, guys. Sorry about that. It's not supposed to be this way. I had it all going really good, and then I stopped and then started and then stopped and started again. So there we go. Let me, there we go. It's not the best shot, but you'll get a, at least get an idea of what's going on here, because we do have live look-ins here. A live look-in. Let's go ahead and check right there. From here, top the press box. There we go. All right, now with the ball. A couple guys working on the left side of your screen. You can't really see them, but some throwing over there. But team is here and ready to go and get a little light work in. Again, it's going to be prepared to get these guys some innings, especially the pitchers is a real challenge in this thing. It's the real challenge to get the extra work in for the arms. All right, that's the show. Why don't you guys stop by? Appreciate y'all. And we'll be back again next Wednesday. Great work with the staff down there. I know Emily's done great work with her interviews. Check those out on Facebook. At least she had Delvin's in, Jake Ortega, and Jared Weatherby all in some one-on-ones this week. Really good stuff. Won't have a lot of explorer shots this week because you guys want to hear it. You're going to hear plenty from me, right? You got plenty to hear from me. But I'm just looking forward to having everybody at the ballpark. Tickets available right now. The operators are standing by. I mean, we're getting close. You know, a lot of energy at the ballpark. New signs going up, new partnerships. A lot of energy here, and we're fired up. And it should be a really great year in the American Association. So with that, we close things out. And I want to, of course, give you a little go X's. We always do a go X's, right? So everybody get their vocal cords ready. Everybody ready? Me. All right, here we go. Are we ready? I'm ready. You're ready. Grab those hands together. And bring this down right here as we produce on the fly. We do that on the fly. There we go. The internet's really nice today, too. Pretty good. Not any problems. All right, here we go. 1, 2, 3. Go, X's. Oh, you know what? See, better fans tomorrow or today. Let's show more love tomorrow today going forward in 24. Now it's 1, 2, 3, go X's. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, go X's. I'll see you next week, everybody.
So I'm waiting for your knock and break.